This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, the chief financial officer at Enron, Andrew Fastow, and his wife, Lee, are going to jail. They made a bargain with prosecutors yesterday. He gets 10 years. She gets 5 months. When the Houston-based energy company Enron went broke 3 years ago, it cost more than 4,000 people their jobs. Many also lost pensions, health coverage, and savings. Sarah Richards spoke with some ex-Enron employees and got their reaction to these guilty pleas.
When news broke that Andrew and Lee Fastow pleaded guilty to criminal charges in Houston yesterday, there was no celebration in the streets. In fact, many of Enron's former employees were busy at work. Alan Hill took a few minutes off from his job selling guitars at a guitar manufacturing company. In 2001, he was working as a manager in Enron's broadband services group when he was laid off prior to the company's implosion.
I'm sorry that it took 2 or 3 years and the downfall of a company for them to admit some wrongdoing. I'm glad that they finally said, yes, we had something to do with the downfall of Enron.
Not everyone was happy with the Fastow's deal, though. Deborah Johnson was an Enron employee for 7 years when she lost her job. She says she lost $55,000 in Enron stock and mutual funds and showed up yesterday at the federal courthouse to hear the Fastow's pleas. She's angry that Andrew Fastow faces only 10 years in jail.
They're just really giving him a little pat on the hand and say, we're going to let you serve this little luxury time, and then you're out.
Richard Rathbon is the co-chair of the Enron Employee Committee, which represents employee claims and interests. He says Andrew Fastow's plea agreement is a significant step towards justice. He refused to speculate on what lies ahead for former Enron executives Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling.
The more facts that this brings in, it's going to put pressure up and down the chain of all those that participated in some of the Enron events. As far as particular people, I think time will tell.
Over 2 years have passed since Enron went bankrupt. And although many former employees say they have moved on with their lives, there are still days when people like Alan Hill think back to the time they spent at the energy company.
Every time I see a taco stand in Houston, it's a mom-and-pop deal where they're selling tacos for a dollar. I think that's actually a better entrepreneur than a lot of the people I work with. And the whole system that Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling and Andy Fastow, quote, pioneered at Enron, because ultimately they didn't have anything to offer.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards in Houston.